News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on AIR Mobile.
Let's stick with coronavirus now. Dr. Liam Glynn, graduate entry from medical school at UL and GP in Ballyvaughan in County Clare, joins us on the line. Liam, we spoke to you last week about your modelling, where the data was telling you what it was telling you about the curve. What is it telling you today?
Well, first of all, can I just echo what Shane has said? Because to answer your question, you know, I think there is, over the last week, we've probably seen the effect in terms of a reduction in new cases of COVID-19. And that effect is largely due, I think, to the early and preemptive action that the Tony Holland and all his colleagues in the Department of Health and the HSE took in terms of closing schools and closing pubs. And I think we have got a bit of a head start in some countries here. Now, it is far too early to tell. So that's my, I guess, my optimism in terms of seeing that reduction of new cases. But I'm also realistic that, unfortunately, we are going to lose more friends and more loved ones and more frontline staff to COVID-19. That's the harsh reality. So we really have to focus our efforts, stick with this plan. Everybody's got to get involved. And I believe if that happens, then we will keep that number, which is the ultimate outcome we're trying to all reduce as low as possible. So I do wish Tony the very best, because I know him and his crew have been working incredibly hard over the last while. And I think they have made important preemptive decisions. And there's big decisions ahead to make. The more recent restrictions that have been put in place a week ago, we really won't see the effect of those probably for another week. And that's why we really need to stick with what we're doing. And I would say to people, if you're at home and you're complying with these recommendations, whether you're young or old, immunocompromised or not, living with a chronic condition, you don't have anything to fear. Because we already have this formidable virus in our community. We do not need the virus of fear circulating as well. But if you are moving outside your home recklessly, you should be afraid, because you can get infected with COVID-19. You have a 1 in 5 chance of getting very sick with it. You have a 1 in 20 chance of ending up in the intensive care unit. And for those who do end up in the intensive care unit, we've already heard in this country 1 in 5 will not leave it. And with COVID-19, in some cases, there is evidence that that can be as high as 1 in 2. So if you have symptoms of COVID-19, stay at home and call your GP. If you don't have them, just stay at home. It's as simple and as difficult as that.
At what point, and I appreciate you say, look, it's far too early to tell, and you're not the only one saying it, to be able to state with certainty what direction or what shape the curve is taking. At what point will we be able to say with certainty that shape?
Well, I suppose we will really see the effect of the. I mean, the more severe restrictions that have been put in place since last weekend, they're really what are called a suppression strategy, right? And the idea of that is you go hard at it, you bring in heavy social distancing, and you get this virus under control. And then you can start to perhaps release some of these measures and let people gradually, you know, give people back some of their freedoms, because it's incredibly difficult. And you hear every day of the difficulties people are encountering with, you know, staying at home and being at home and losing jobs. And, you know, we need to be very careful here. We need to save as many lives as possible, but we also need not to wreck our economy in the process, because there's a linear relationship between socio-demographics and mortality as well.
Yeah.
So we can't afford to lose people from that point of view as well. But this strategy, I believe in this strategy. If we get it under control, and we are already seeing in the last week the evidence of the early restrictions we brought in, which weren't too severe. So these much more severe restrictions that have been brought in the last week, I do believe we'll start to see the effect of those in another week or so.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot. If I spoke to you this day next week or next Friday, you probably think you'd be in a much better position to be able to say what effect all those strategies were having.
Absolutely. In another 7 days, I think we will be in a much better. Now, one of the issues here as well, and Ronan Glynn already alluded to it in the news, is this idea around the testing capacity, because We should be testing about twice as many as we are testing at the moment per day. And so we're not getting an entirely clear picture of the new number of cases. We know there's more COVID-19 out there than the positive cases that we are testing. So that
can
is,
you use
that
the numbers, though, Lynn, can you use the numbers that are being admitted to ICU to extrapolate how many cases are actually in the community, rather than using the broad community figure that gets published every night, which probably is misleading?
Well, you can get some indication from the cases, but they're going to hospital, first of all, and in the intensive care units, secondly. But, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people hit hospital or the intensive care unit and they haven't been diagnosed with COVID-19. So, again, there's a lot of variability in those figures as well. So that's why the one thing that people, you know, anybody who tells you they know what's going to happen, it to me is incorrect. You know, this is an entirely new disease. We just don't have enough confidence around it. But can I just say one other thing? You know, in general practice, you know, as WV8 says, all has changed utterly. But we want people to know that, you know, we are open. We're telephone triaging every patient. We're concerned that, you know, the over 20 million consultations we do every year, that there's people out there who may not be calling us and may not be attending us as they start to decompensate from other conditions that they normally have outside of COVID-19. So please, you know, get in contact if you're concerned. We don't want people dying of heart attacks and strokes and heart failure that could be prevented in the context of the fear that they might have about presenting. So please do pick up the phone and get in contact.
Dr. Liam Glynn from the Graduate Medical School at UL and the GP in Ballyvaughan in County Clare. Liam, thanks a million for speaking to us.